her voice popping and clicking on the cell phone. Sophie could hear something loud and dismal playing in the background. Lacrimosa, maybe, or Amorphis. Elle had never quite got over her goth phase. Maybe, Sophie answered, sounding unconvinced. She'd been chatting on the phone with her friend when, a few moments earlier, she'd spotted the unusual-looking car. It was long and sleek, and looked as if it belonged in an old black-and-white movie. As it drove past the windows, sunlight reflected off the blacked-out windows, briefly illuminating the interior of the coffee shop in warm, yellow-gold light, blinding Sophie. Blinking away the black spots dancing before her eyes, she watched as the car turned at the bottom of the hill and slowly returned. Without signaling, it pulled over directly in front of the small bookshop, right across the street.
Maybe they're mafia, Elle suggested dramatically. My dad knows someone in the mafia, but he drives a Prius, she added.
This is most definitely not a Prius, Sophie said, looking again at the car and the two large men standing on the street, bundled up in their heavy overcoats, gloves, and hats, their eyes hidden behind over-large sunglasses.
Maybe they're just cold, Elle suggested. Doesn't it get cool in San Francisco?
Sophie Newman glanced at the clock and thermometer